from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, guys, we got to talk some football with our man Brian to McFadden. More on the Braves coming up. Headlines on the way in about 15 minutes. B-Mac, what's going on? Host of All Things Covered, the podcast, CBS NFL analyst. We are literally counting down to the start of camps next week. By the end of next week, everybody in the National Football League will be at training camp, which is great. But I want to ask you about, you know, all this stuff I'm hearing about the Falcons, and I want to ask you specifically about the NFC South. The South, to me, is still a weak division, but we haven't won it in 3 years. It's been Tampa with Brady, and then Tampa last year, obviously, with Baker Mayfield. Are you looking at Tampa to defend the NFC South, or are you willing to go out like I am and say, I think the Falcons take this division this year?
Well, I am looking for Tampa to defend the division, because to be the champs, you got to beat the champs. And you talked about Tampa having a hold on the NFC South over the last few seasons. That's something that you can't overlook. But if I had to give my prediction with the champion for the division this season, I got to go. I'll take Atlanta. And the reason why I'm taking Atlanta, you start with the personnel first and foremost. I believe, especially on the offensive side of things, for sure, Atlanta has a better offensive team right now than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you're telling me we're getting the Kirk Cousins, Atlanta is getting the Kirk Cousins that we all watched a year ago before the Achilles injury, no question you really like the offense in favor of the Atlanta Falcons. And then when it comes to defensively, I mean, personnel-wise, it could be a wash, right? It could be either or, depending on, you know, who you're looking at. But when you look at the strategy and the scheme-wise, from what Raheem has shown the ability to do throughout his tenure with the Rams, not always having the most talented defensive units, but yet and still being more than a serviceable unit, you would think that will transition with the Atlanta Falcons. So because of that, me personally, you know, I don't have a dog in the race, but if I did, I'm riding with the Falcons.
Brian, when you look at the rest of the NFC, I mean, obviously the 49ers, the Eagles, teams that we consider the class of the NFC, and yet the Cowboys have all the talent in the world and haven't been able to put it over the top. Dak's in a contract year. What are your expectations for the Cowboys, and can they represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Yo, the last few seasons, we've seen the Cowboys win, 12 ball games, right? It's almost been the norm for the Cowboys. I don't see that happening this year. I really don't. And the reason why, they have too many things going on outside of the game of play. Too many distractions. Too many people want money. Too many players deserve of contracts. And if you look at just what the storyline has been for the Dallas Cowboys, it hasn't been on the field related. Everything is off the football field. And those things will transition into the season if you're not careful. And I think that will show up with the Dallas Cowboys. And let's keep it real also. If you were to compare the Dallas Cowboys team-wise, 2023 compared to what they currently have going on with their team right now, just personnel-wise and talent-wise, that 2023 team is better than what they have right now. The Cowboys lost more than they gained this offseason. When you factor in some of the players that they lost compared to some of the players that they brought in, every other team in the division got better. Every other team in the division in the NFC East got better. The Cowboys, they don't have the luxury of saying that. So my expectation for the Cowboys I don't think they win 12 ball games. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Cowboys potentially finish third in that division.
B-Mac, while we're talking about the Cowboys, let's stay in Texas and talk about the Texans. C.J. Stroud said that the offense he sees is a five-headed monster. Of course, he's talking about Stephon Diggs. He's talking about Joe Mixon now, who was traded from Cincinnati. He's talking about Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. And we know what C.J. did last year. How much better are the Texans going to be?
Ooh, I just had a conversation 2 days ago about the next best team that could contend against the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Texans. And by the way, guys, this is the Texans will be my first training camp stop next week. I tend to visit quite a few organizations during training camp, and guess who's first on my stop? The Houston Texans. So I get a chance to really see all of this talent that you alluded to in person next week. But I'm really, really rocking with the Houston Texans. I'm drinking the juice that they sell down at the rodeo, and I got a full cup of it. And the reason why is because you talked about C.J. Stroud. What he did a year ago surprised all of us. But for C.J. this season, you don't necessarily got to play heroic-like football. Just be smart with the football because they improved the talent around him offensively. Now they got a featured running back in Joe Mixon. They got a guy that can close ball games via running the football based on his talent and his experience. Now you got a proven wide receiver one. Nico Collins became that throughout the year and did so in a very, very unique way. But you're bringing in a guy who is a wide receiver one to go with everything else you had in place, not to mention a more than a serviceable tight end, one of the best left tackles in the game. And then if you transition to D'Amico Ryans in the defense, they improved dramatically as well. Bringing in Danielle Hunter, who had double-digit sacks. Don't forget about D'Amico Autry, who they took from the Tennessee Titans, who also had double-digit sacks, to go with the second-year pro and Will Anderson Jr. So when you factor in the talent, that roster is high level. Now, of course, the expectations are higher than they've been in quite some time for the Houston Texans, but I believe they have the infrastructure to be able to handle those high expectations and deliver the goods.
Ryan, speaking of high expectations, are you drinking the Jordan Love Kool-Aid that eight games is enough for you to believe that all of a sudden Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback in this league?
You know what? I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but it's not a full cup. Like, the Houston Texans gave me a full cup. I'm drinking all of it. I'm drinking a half cup.
Just take a little sip.
I'm drinking a half cup with Jordan Love. hey, you know what flavor I'm drinking? Red.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I'm drinking a half cup of that red Kool-Aid with Jordan Love because, as you mentioned, it was eight games. It was eight games of real good play, and he played some of his best football in the more critical moments of the season, the latter part of the season, and then, of course, getting into the playoffs. So, for Green Bay, number one, you got to get a deal done with Jordan Love because you have no other better option. And he's shown the ability to handle that stable there in Green Bay when it comes to quarterback expectations. But number two, can you do that for a full season, Jordan Love? Because if you made it to the playoffs last year, no question, that's the bare minimum for your organization. You need to find a way to sustain the level of play that you were able to give them a year ago, but continue to develop and get better. That's what the great quarterbacks have been able to do. It's not a one-year deal. It's a consistent trend of playing high-level football. But I'll tell you this much. Those eight games were real, real good. And because of that, I think they have more than a fighting chance to not just get into the playoffs once again in 2024, but also make some noise. And I'll say this, too. One of the units that no one is really talking about is their defense. Their defense is going to be a terror. Rashawn Gary is probably going to give at least 14, 15 sacks at the bare minimum if he's healthy. I had an opportunity to watch him throughout his offseason regimen in person. And when I tell you a guy who's been training like his hair is on fire, you would think he's looking for his first payday based on how he's been putting together a great offseason. I think he's going to be a bell cow for a defense that's going to be not just opportunistic, but very, very tough, especially in the trenches. So that defense comes around and Jordan Love continues to do what he was doing a year ago, it's going to be a very, very entertaining season for the Cheeseheads.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, there is going into next week a lot of conversation, and there always will be, you know, about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. But I don't know what to think, man. I just don't believe that this is all going to come together. Part of it is, as Jets fans say, and Chris is one of them, things always go wrong, right? You're just waiting for something to fall apart and something to go wrong. But can this all go right for the first time, maybe ever, for the Jets, where it all comes together and Aaron leads the way? I think he's got a lot of pressure on him. And by the way, if they start off, you know, 1-4 or something crazy, I think Robert Saleh's done.
Let me answer your last statement first, even though it wasn't a question. Let me just piggyback off of your statement. Correct. If they start off, if they get up to a slow start, he's already on borrowed time anyway. And what kind of gave him a new lifeline was the excuse with Aaron Rodgers getting injured in the first four plays of the season a year ago. So that bought him some time. But to your point, if they get up to a bad start, no question, Robert Saleh is probably out of the building. And he's had his fair shake. You know what I mean? To try to change the course and keep the team together. He hasn't been able to do so. But with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets fans, for the real fans, I'm talking about the real diehard New York Jet fans, please, football Jesus, can you please spare them disappointment this season? I don't like any I don't have a dog in the race, but it just it hurts me to see the Jets fans just year after year be snake bitten by something. And for our local fans there in Atlanta, you have something to be complaining about based on the team not living up to the expectations. But let me give you some sunshine. You could be a Jets fan.
It's true.
You could be a Jets fan. Think about that. Think about how much alcohol has been bought during football season for New York Jets fans. Think about that. They got to go ahead and just drink their sorrows away, because think about the anticipation with Aaron Rodgers. First and foremost, they haven't had a quarterback with a pulse in a long, long time. You guys remember the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bernie didn't have a pulse, but he was a body. That's like what the Jets were going through at the quarterback position. They just had a guy who just was a body moving his head, dangling, and just moving from pillar to post. But he didn't have a pulse. He wasn't alive. So when you finally got a quarterback that you thought was alive, he got injured in the first four plays, three plays. And then your season, you knew it was going down the drain, regardless of what your defense was trying to do. You knew you didn't have any hope. So think about how the Jets fans felt a year ago. They knew the playoffs were dead week one.
Yeah, three plays
they
in.
They were like,
yeah.
Yeah. So for their fan base, they have endured football hell for such a long time. So that's why, no question, it's imperative for Aaron Rodgers to stay healthy. It's imperative for their team to not be snake-bitten by any key injuries, the key components, for them to do what they've been wanting to do for such a long time. That's a fan base. I know we talk about some.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ugly fan bases in NFL. You throw in the Cleveland Browns in there for quite some time, Cincinnati for quite some time, the Raiders for quite some time. But all of those organizations have shown a lifeline. You know what I mean? Outside of the early Rex Ryan era for the Jets, since then, they've been crying tears year in and year out. So to answer your question, can they deliver for their fan base? Please. If they don't want to endure cardiac arrest again, they got to deliver. That's the one fan base that might be fiending for some type of success more than any other fan base in the National Football League.
Brian McFadden, appreciate you. Host of All Things Covered podcast, CBS NFL analyst, man. And you are going to enjoy D'Amico Ryans in your first stop, by the way. He's got great energy, good dude, and is one of the reasons why they've turned that thing around down there. Enjoy your trips. We look forward to talking with you throughout the course of camp, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.